Hello, and welcome to another episode of the 10% Gameplay Podcast. Today we jump across the pond to talk to Mr. Bison Gaming, YouTuber, Twitch streamer, overall nice guy, teaches us some lingo, and we have some great conversations, so let's throw you right in there.
Cage matches? Yeah, they work. How could they not work? If they didn't work, everybody would still be in the cage.
What's up?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. First of all, thanks for staying up, because it's late across the pond.
It's not too bad. It's only midnight. I'm used to being up at this time planning lessons, so it's not bad at all.
Nice. So, you're in the UK, right?
Yeah, man.
All right, I'm just going to refer to it as the UK. We don't need to get too specific unless you really want people to know exactly where you live.
No, I'm just southeast England. That's about it.
So, UK or England, what do we say?
It doesn't matter, mate. Anything you want.
All right, I'm just going to say UK because I'm American and I'm ignorant like that.
Don't worry about it.
All right, so as I was explaining to them, I have some questions for you. Most of them are pretty basic, but everybody kind of has their own answer, so it's interesting. And then we'll open it up to the chat for their questions about halfway through.
Cool, man.
All right, so it usually takes about an hour. It'll fly right by, but you're going to survive, right?
Yeah, I'm good. Try not to think about it.
I mean, if the later you stay up, the better you sleep, right?
Exactly, that's the only one I'm looking at.
All right, and I don't have any water or any Coke, so if I just like start sounding like a frog, you know how it goes.
That's all right, mate.
All right, so what got you into streaming?
To be honest, it was mainly Holgan, who's in the chat. I used to basically just do YouTube. And then Holgan started streaming, and I thought, right, I'm going to hop on streaming now. So, yeah, me and Holg basically started at the same time.
Nice. So, do you still do YouTube?
Yeah, man, I've still got my YouTube channel. I kind of neglect it now more than what I probably should. Like, I must upload, like, once every 3 weeks, even though I come back every 3 weeks and go, right, my schedule's all good. I'm going to be uploading regularly again, and it just never happens.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. That's exactly how I started. Is I was like, oh, I'm going to start making YouTube videos. And then, the state of YouTube and, it's gone downhill for the past, like...
Oh, massively, man. Massively.
Yeah, 2 years. So, I don't mean this to call you out, but how many subscribers do you currently have on YouTube?
I couldn't actually tell you. Let's have a look. 2,479.
Oh, nice. That's respectable. So
yeah, I think I didn't do too bad. That was back when I made like Call of Duty videos.
Oh yeah.
So I switched to RuneScape and everything just went downhill.
it's a real small market coming massively. Call of Duty. So the reason I actually asked is because they recently changed their monetizing. So did your channel lose monetization, or did you just never even try to do monetization?
As far as I know, my channel is still monetized. I honestly haven't even checked.
Yeah, no.
See, this is how much I neglect YouTube. I literally go on it to occasionally watch a few episodes of a TV program, and that's about it.
Yeah, I watch a lot of YouTube, but I definitely don't make videos as much anymore. So yeah, they changed their monetization because of all of everything, and you have to have a certain amount of watch time and a certain amount of subscribers. So the first time they did that, they just changed it to 10,000 views, and I was like 600 away, so I was like, oh, whatever, I can get this easy. And then they upped it again, and it's like,
this is ridiculous. It's 4,000 watched hours in the previous 12 months and 1,000 subs. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, there you go. So I was like, well, I'm not going to spend too much time on YouTube anymore. It's not about the money. It's just that's kind of like the end goal, you know?
Yeah, of course it is. Like, it's one of them where you kind of sit there and just think... Well, for me, anyway, now it's like, yeah, it's good. But I prefer streaming now anyway, because like, I didn't realize how much I would prefer being able to talk live with people. Like, you just get instant feedback on what you're doing. And for someone who plays like RuneScape, that helps out a lot.
Yeah, that was another key factor in getting me to switch over, is I just feel like Twitch treats its
streamers way better than YouTubers are treated, and
oh, massively. Like, it's ridiculous the differences.
Yeah, so did you start before or after the affiliate program was announced?
I started, how long have I actually been, I made my account like a year and a half ago, and I think I've only been streaming for like 4, maybe 5 months.
Okay, so yeah, you're right in there. I think it started May of last year, around there. So, I mean, when affiliate came out, I got it right away, and it was like, you're kidding me? YouTube's taking away my affiliate status, and Twitch is just like, here you go, you already did it.
That's what I mean, like, it's crazy the differences.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
I think it just shows who cares more, to be honest. Like, Twitch is clearly there just for people who want to make good content. YouTube's there just to make money. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I think part of why Twitch is successful is the platform. You know they're making millions off of bits, so...
Oh yeah, of course. Like, clever as shit, I've done it though.
Yeah, and I mean, YouTube started a system like that, but have you ever tried YouTube's live streaming?
I thought about it. Like, I was sitting there the other month and I was like, kind of want to play Fortnite, don't normally stream it on Twitch. Do I try it on YouTube? But... I've never got around to it. I might check it out eventually, but
yeah,
for
I
now,
mean,
I'd rather stick to Twitch.
So the time that I streamed on it, I streamed Roblox, believe it or not. But okay. I mean, people came in, but their whole system and dashboard and everything was just, I did not like it. So
really, but you know what, now that you've said that, I just kind of want to check it out just in case.
I mean, I would try it. I wouldn't spend too much time on it because you don't want to. You know, run yourself dry.
Oh yeah, of course.
But it's like when Mixer came out, I was like, oh man, should I try it? But then I was just like, I can't. I gotta stick with Twitch.
That's what I mean. I'm now just one of them people that would just say, yeah, Twitch all the way. Like, I can't stand any other platform now. I'm just pure Twitch.
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot to say about their dashboard on Twitch, but I mean, it works. So I'm not gonna complain too much.
The only way I'm looking at it, if it works, it works.
Yeah. The other thing I was gonna say about YouTube is it would be nice to upload to YouTube, but when you're spending so much time on Twitch, it's just, when's the time?
The way I saw it was, by the time I, like, because all I really made in like the past 2-3 months was just progress videos for my Iron Man, and I found that because I was streaming the content, people had already seen the stuff I was going to put in videos, so part of me just thought, well, if they're clipped, I'll just put them in a Discord chat, people can see them there. Like, instead of just linking them all up and going, yeah, there's a video that you've already seen every bit of content on.
Yeah, I mean, we need to get on the WeedX meat train and get highlights, I guess.
Done.
Get ourselves an editor.
That's why I'm growing the beard out. By the end of it, I'm beating the beard. That's my plan.
Yeah, I could see it. I mean, I'm growing it too, but that's just me being lazy. I can't actually grow a beard.
Oh, dude, mine is complete. When I don't teach, I'm just like, yeah, fuck it. I'll just throw on a jumper. I won't shave. There's no point.
Yeah, so I guess that's a good segue. What do you do as a profession outside of streaming?
So I'm currently a student doing a degree in primary education. So I'm studying to basically teach kids between ages of like 5 to 11. Not sure what the grades would be, like, if they're different to over here. So for me, it's like, I teach what I guess would be first grade for you up to seventh. So yeah, it's not too bad, but time is a killer. Because it's like, the moment you get in, you're constantly planning, you've got to get a classroom set up at like 8 o'clock in the morning, and you're still sitting there like, I was up till 2 o'clock watching shit on YouTube and Twitch, leave me alone.
Yeah, so you do like some student teaching and stuff? Do they do that over there?
Like what I've done, I've been in about 3 different schools now teaching over the past year and a half, and it's absolutely crazy. Like, brilliant profession. As much as it gets slated, it's a brilliant profession.
Oh, yeah, that's commendable. I just sell people shit, so I'm like the annoying person. I don't have any value.
Yeah, but you say that. That's all I technically do. I just go in there and pretend like occasionally I have to be, oh, Wheat's here. Damn, Carl, we've been rumbled, mate. Absolutely rumbled. The beard talk has been rumbled.
At least we finished talking shit on him before he came in.
Yeah, true. I'm just slagging off his highlights. At the end of the day, all I'm there to, like, I don't do the whole, like, you're a child, you will learn, you will listen to me. Like, as far as I'm concerned, I'm there just to give them tools to develop. Like, that's the only way I see it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good way to put it. So, we talked a little bit about what you stream. I mean, I don't mean to discount you, but the way I see it is you're a RuneScape streamer, right?
Oh, no, I am. Dude, that's... I try to have variety, but then anytime people are like, oh, yeah, stream this, I'm like, yeah, I'll do, like, one or two. And then I'm like, nah, fuck it. Like, I grind RuneScape way too hard, and I love the game way too much to stop streaming it for a day, so...
Yeah, no, that's good. That gives you a unique perspective. I feel like pretty much every single person I interviewed before was a variety streamer. So,
yeah.
As a person who plays mainly one game, what kind of benefits do you think you receive?
I don't really see it as benefits. It's more like everybody knows when they turn up on my stream, 9 times out of 10, the content is either boring shit you do in game, and I mainly just chill out, talk to people, listen to music, or I'm doing something like Iron Man, for example. Like, it's a game mode that's been out for, it's like a couple of years now, but it's still fairly popular. And like, I think it was Hulken again turned around to me and commented on a YouTube video ages ago, oh, you'd love Iron Man, and I must have put it off for like 2 or 3 months, but because now all I stream really is my Iron Man, people know that's what I play. So people like come into your stream, like ECP Z94 earlier just came into the stream, asked me for startup stuff, like what he should be doing for a quest and stuff like that. Like, people know they can get information out of you and you'll have a good idea of what you're talking about, so it kind of helps bring in viewers. And then, to be fair, everybody knows the content as well, because you find anyone that's involved in it inside of your stream, you either know, play the game, or, like, for example, like with Pink Nation, like, as far as I know, there's only 2 of us that class ourselves as RuneScape streamers. That's me and Cryo, I think. So it's like, I don't know, I think the benefits are mainly just everybody knows you and they know what you're playing. You can beat around the bush in it all day, but like, that's all it really is.
Yeah, do you feel like your community stays around longer? So, to give you an example, I used to stream Team Fortress 2 a lot, and when I stopped streaming it a lot of those people didn't come back. So, do you see people stay for longer, or...?
I see this, like, people are so consistent. Like, people like Sins and Titties 1994, like, I constantly see them in my streams. And, like, even people who I, like, Lyle 1999, for example, another name. Sorry, I'm just name-dropping random people.
But shout out!
They're the names that come to mind constantly who are in my chat. So it's like, yeah, you just get the return viewers. And it's nice, because you actually end up building a solid, like, friendship with people, because you would just end up talking to the same people all the time. And it is good. And then when you get new faces in, everyone's friendly to them. Everyone plays the game as well, so it's like, shit. Like, everybody knows exactly what they're there for. And it's to have fun. Like, that's the one thing I encourage. Like, I can't... When it comes to streaming, the only thing that I would say to anyone thinking of doing it that's one of my viewers is, don't do it if you're just doing it for money or for a bit of fame. Do it because you enjoy what you're doing. That's really about it, man.
Yeah, I would agree. And something you hear a lot is, to keep streaming and keep up with it, you have to enjoy what you're doing. So, you know, don't play games you hate. Don't do things you hate. So what kind of goals do you have for streaming? Like, you know, some people, they want it to be a career. Some people do it for fun. What do you prefer?
Honestly, man, the way I see it is, it's such a good hobby. I don't think if I had the opportunity to take it as a full-time career and could just chill out, stream all day and make money from it, yeah, it'd be cool, but I'd find myself hating it more and more, because it's like with RuneScape, there's only so far you can push an account before you go, I need to make another account. And then I'd feel like it would just be repetition, and I wouldn't enjoy that. I like playing the game differently every time I start an account. So I don't know, man. Like, it's a good hobby, but I've honestly never thought about taking streaming to the full-time level yet, so.
Yeah, no, that makes sense, and that's why streaming is so great. There's so many different levels and so many different people. I mean, you could become such a big RuneScape streamer, they put a character in the game for you. How about that?
Oh, do you know what, right? It made me laugh wicked, because I was sitting there the other night, and I was genuinely, I was looking up some stuff for a couple of like IRL videos I'm planning for my YouTube channel, actually, with a couple of friends. And a couple of them play the game and a couple of them don't. So for the guys that played, I was going to do like the equivalent, that was weird. I can't even say equivalent anymore. like I was going to do kind of like a Trivial Pursuit kind of thing and have them answer random questions about the game. And one of the things I found were that two streamers got NPCs in the game. And part of me thought that'd be freaking sweet. Just to walk around RuneScape and just see like a random person.
Yeah. Just like, look, that's me. Hey, mom. I'm in a game.
I've made it.
So, I mean, I don't know very much about RuneScape. I tried to get into it, like I told you before, and I couldn't do it. But what are. So there's still support for it, obviously. So there's probably still people working on it, right? In some fashion.
The old school servers, like, it was this whole vote thing, because when RuneScape 3 came out, like, people stopped playing it because they thought they took away, like, the whole, I guess, originality of the game, and it turned into something that really mimicked, in my mind, something like World of Warcraft mixed with League, and it was like, I stopped playing for about maybe 3-4 years, and then they did this whole vote thing of, do we bring back servers that were matched to like August 2007, and they got enough votes, they got their own like dev team on it, and now like the game's something completely different. Like, there's so many unique things in there that weren't there before. So yeah, man, like the dev team works overly hard on it. So
okay, so you're saying like they kind of split in two, so you have your classic dev team, we'll call them, and then your one that just went on and does other things.
Yeah, pretty much.
So What is the company doing that originally created it? Are they just RuneScape, or have they made other games?
Do you know what? Honestly, I've never looked up Jagex's other games. I'm just a serial RuneScape player. I've never really bothered to check.
Yeah, no, that's something interesting, because, I mean, you see all these games, like, I'm gonna fucking say fuck you to DayZ. DayZ was, like, one of the first games that I bought in, like, freaking beta or alpha or whatever, and then the dude just made out like a bandit, and then was like, oh, I'm done with the game. So it's nice to see, you know, that they're sticking with the game for so long.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. Like, I think they brought... I can't remember when RuneScape was brought out. I think it was I know the first version of it was called Devious Mud. And as far as I know, that was brought out in 2000 and something. It was made in 1998. Damn.
That's pretty old.
So it's went from like basically Devious Mud into RuneScape Classic, into RuneScape 2. Into RuneScape 3, or as I call it, the shittest game alive, and then old school servers, which basically brought back the reason I play.
Yeah, no, I think WoW, even not to compare them, but I think WoW saw the same thing. They got rid of, you know, legacy servers and vanilla servers, and people were outraged, like...
Yeah, exactly, but I think people like the classic, like the nostalgia element.
Yeah, and like sometimes, you know, they just... kind of overdo it, trying to come out with new things, like you probably think about RuneScape 3.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, it's like when it comes to like World of Warcraft, Hulk and Jaman, like the guy, when he found out vanilla servers were, I don't even know what's going on, I don't know if they're coming back or if they're redoing them, and Hulk just absolutely went crazy, like, over the fact they were bringing vanilla back out.
Yeah, it's weird to think about, because I actually have a WoW account that's pushing like 11 years, so I played pretty...
Damn, bro.
Yeah, I played pretty... I'm not at all good at WoW. I don't play it very often, but I'm like a comeback for every expansion and play for like a little bit and then go back away. But I remember like right around vanilla, it was crazy different, and now they do like a lot of hand-holding with the players.
Yeah, I noticed that, like, I probably played WoW for a total of 27 minutes in my life. And when I logged in, I was just like, this is really, like, there's, when you first start an account, it's like, there's way too much, like, you don't explore anything. And it's like, yeah, that's boring to me.
Yeah, the first, like, level 1 through 20 has always been kind of bad on WoW, but then the game really opens up, but it's...
Oh yeah, I bet.
You have to spend too much time, so...
That's what I mean. Like, I mean, I can't say anything. The amount of hours I've put into RuneScape is probably something crazy.
Does it track your hours on your account?
I'm literally about to check how many hours I've spent on my Iron Man accounts.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I can't be a person who's really good at one game and streams one game and is really knowledgeable, because I just have ADHD too bad. Like, anyone who's seen my streams, they know that, like, halfway through, I'll be like, we should play something else. And everyone's like, no, that's bad for your stream. Don't play two games in one stream.
So my account is exactly a year and 4 days old. I've spent 102 days, 2 hours and 43 minutes on this account.
Oh, God, that's a third of a year.
That's ridiculous.
Does that make you feel sad?
How many hours is that? That will make me feel sad.
It's okay. We've all been there when we break it down. Or like when you see how much you've spent on your League of Legends account, a free game.
2004. Right, in total, in hours, I've spent 2,450 hours.
I mean, whatever makes you happy. I try not to judge people. If, you know, people want to sleep most of their hours, play games, it's whatever.
That worries me. That puts it in. That's awful. Like, I need to leave this house at some point.
He says as he's been streaming for how many hours now? We'll consider this an extension of your stream.
See, I haven't even been live that long. I think I went live at about 7 o'clock. So, 7, 5... Yeah, like 5 hours. That'll do.
Yeah, that's respectable. So, shit. I had a thought in my head. I hate when they leave your head.
Try doing that in front of 30 kids all eyeballing you, and then you're just like, well, I fucked up, brilliant. And then you have to come up with some bullshit on the spot.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at bullshitting, so what I was just gonna say is, you know, whatever makes you happy, if you're not, you know, hurting your life, like, have you ever heard of The Odd One, a League of Legends player?
Yeah, didn't he spend like, oh, it was something like, didn't he not leave his house for like a ridiculous amount of hours?
Yeah, so I always use this example because he was playing so much, practicing so much, and eating terribly. He got some skin condition where his skin like started falling off. And shit. Like, as long as you're not going to that extent, do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, that's what I mean. If it wasn't for uni, I won't lie, I'd probably be 60. I mean, when I'm off uni, like, basically to get... The max level you can get in a skill on RuneScape is 99, and it's something like 13 million XP, and there's a skill in it called Thieving, and 53 to 99 took me 7 days, well, 7.5, but for the whole days, I was playing for like 16 hours a day. That's when it got, like, that was the worst grind I ever did. I've never done anything more ridiculous than that, but yeah, that was mad.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I have ADHD, so I think the last one that I did was Crash Bandicoot 2, where I sat down.
What a game.
And I was like, I am not leaving this spot until I beat it, and I did it. I only stopped to pee, and that was it.
Shit, man.
But that's not 7 days of 16 hours, though.
Oh, that was... I won't lie, it was... The thing is, my brain wasn't realizing how long I was actually playing for, because what I was doing was, because I'd set my screen up at a certain angle, I could leave my mouse and just click and just gain XP. So at one point, I dread to think how many times I clicked per hour, like across those 7 days, because it wasn't like I was dropping clicks; it was consistent.
Yeah,
and that messed me up so bad. And then I think I went out after and just got completely drunk, to the point I just came back in and I carried on playing, drunk out of my face. I just carried on playing RuneScape and then died, which was beautiful.
So kind of backwards, probably should ask this first, but what's the meaning behind your Twitch name?
My Twitch name was basically the same as my YouTube name, because, you know, I'm original as hell. And the way I got it was Mister, because of my man Bison, because it's what I used to get called when I played rugby, and then gaming, because it's what I did. It was just very quick, and it was just on the fly. Yeah, that'll do. And then it just kind of stuck. Like, I always thought about changing it. And then, I don't know, I just got so used to it. I was just like, yeah, fuck it.
I don't know. Yeah, you've got a brand built around it, and that's what I always suggest. I mean, your name could be Titties 1994.
Yeah, but in all fairness, when he comes into my streams, he normally puts... Like, he used to just outline using, like, different symbols, a pair of tits. Now, he puts my face as the areolas. So it's like, yeah, nice. Cheers, bud.
I just had to talk some quick shit because, you know, this is the wild, wild west out here. random question. What is a slang from England that none of us Americans would know?
Oh, fucking hell.
I mean, I know the good ones. Blimey, bollocks. I watch a lot of British TV, but there's got to be one that I've never heard. I've heard bellend.
Bellend is a good phrase. I don't care what anyone says. It just rolls off the tongue as well. Bellend works. I don't know, because like, there's so many like regional, there's so much regional slang. It's like this. I suppose one's like having a Mardi, which just means you're getting a bit angry and agitated.
That's a good one. I've never heard it. So having a Mardi.
Having a Mardi, it's weird.
And where the hell does that come from?
It's like, well, my family are from, like, the Midlands in England. And, like, up there, they'll say some fucking stupid shit. And one day I went up for, like, I think it was some family member's birthday. And one of them said it. And I was like, what? And then I brought it, like, I started saying it when I came back down, like, south. And I was just like, why am I saying this? And then my friends started to do it. So amongst me and my friends, that's like a normal thing now. But yeah, it's so weird. Like slang here is just annoying. Because something stupid, like moist. I don't get how that became slang.
People just hate it heard, I guess.
Do you have butters in America? Like butters as a slang word?
No. What the hell?
So, if you see a girl, she's not the best of looking girls. They go, oh, she's butters, and it's I don't get how that's slang. I don't know why butters is an insult.
Okay, so in America we say she's got a butter face, and I think I might be wrong here, but it's saying that everything is good but her face.
Yeah,
I guess that's how that came up, but it's probably just also an insult. I don't fucking know.
People, you know what, right? I'm looking in your chat now, and I've just seen cheese and honey for one. that is one of the most stupid ones. It's you're off your trolley. That's a stupid saying. Whoever made that's an idiot.
I don't know. There's some pretty bad ones in America. Like in California, I think California, you know, thought started,
yeah,
and things like that. Like, oh, she a thought.
Figures on there's certain words that, like, just because of where you are in the world, it just doesn't sound right. It's like I was talking to someone the other day, and they were like, "Oh, can you just say bellend?" And I was like, "Why is it weird if a like British guy says bellend?" They're like, "No, it sounds right." But it's like when you hear like an English guy go, "Oh, yeah, she's a fart." It's like it doesn't sound right. I don't care.
Yeah, I think, because like I said, I watch a lot of British TV, and I'm like that terrible person who picks things up. Like, I've almost done the thing where I used to work at a Blockbuster, and it was by a military base, so there'd be a lot of foreign people come in. Yeah. And they'd come in, and especially an English person, they'd start talking to me, and I would repeat back their accent terribly, though. And I'd be like, oh, fuck. Like, why did I just do that? What the hell? So, what? I say bollocks a lot. Bollocks is a good one.
Yeah, it is.
Or you could say, like, you what, mate?
It made me laugh when I had to explain to someone what bollocks meant. And I was just like, wow.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, we don't really like the C word as much in America. It doesn't...
Yeah, I've noticed that.
It's because in America, it's like 100% a derogatory term for a woman, where over there, it's not.
Oh, here, you can use it for most things. Like, don't get me... I don't like using it. I will, but I don't like using it. It's like... But occasionally... I don't get how they can say, like... funny and then drop a C-bomb. Like, how can you say someone's funny and compliment and then instantly backhand them with a C-bomb? Like, stop.
Yeah, no, if you were to say that, especially to a woman in America,
Jonas, that's different. You're Swedish. There's a reason I call you it every day. It's because you send me stupid shit every day.
Yeah, so it's definitely different. So, follow-up question. What is a really good British show that Americans might not know?
Jesus Christ. See, I don't watch it. I'm more of a movie guy than a TV show guy. Wow, I've drawn a blank. Absolutely. Oh, no, I can't. I don't know anything like gets shown here. So it's like...
Yeah, so I don't know, I've watched so many. There's some good ones on Netflix. I've heard of Fawlty Towers. I don't know if I'd like it.
Fawlty Towers is good, man. Fawlty Towers is good. But it's like Only Fools and Horses. Like, a lot of people know it.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I'm the person where, like, I've watched probably every single episode. Phoenix Nights is good. ECP just made an absolute shout. Phoenix Knight.
All right, I'm looking it up. So I've, you know, of course, I have your, Doctor Who, of course, classic. Yeah. Misfits, classic. Skins, classic. But another one of my favorites, shit. There's some ones, The Inbetweeners. Have you seen that?
Inbetweeners is good, man.
Yeah, they have a TV show and they have some movies. That's really good. And there's another one that's like college kids and they're, you know, in like student housing and stuff. It's like Meat or something.
Oh, Fresh Meat.
Yeah, I think that's Fresh it. Meat. That Fresh one's meat really good. Good. There was
Plebs. Plebs is a good program. It's like, it's weird. It's like London Cockneys, but it's all based in like the times of like gladiators and Romans. But I like shit like that. I'm definitely more into films. Max and Paddy. Max and Paddy's another one. Look up Max and Paddy as well.
This is awesome, good material. There's another one that's really relatively known. It had Andy Samberg in it. So let's see, British TV with Andy Samberg. But the fucking downright... Okay, so it's called Cuckoo, or Cuckoo. I don't know how you freaking...
Yeah, and then they swapped it for Taylor Lautner. Mate, I was pissed when I found that.
What the fuck? Like, how do you go from Andy Samberg to Lautner?
It's like, there used to be this TV channel called BBC Three, and that would be all my TV was set on for about 4 or 5 fucking years. And when they first put Cuckoo on, I was like, yeah, this is sweet. Like, it's the guy from The Lonely Island. He's fucking hilarious. And then they literally just announced Cuckoo Season 2 coming soon. So I was like, this is going to be awesome. And then out of nowhere, Taylor Lautner comes in to a room. And I'm just like, why have you ruined it by getting the weird one from Twilight?
Yeah, no. Me and my girlfriend watched one episode with him and we're like, nah, can't do it.
Yeah, get out before you get in, mate.
So there's one more, and you guys are going to have to help me. But it's... a bunch of people who work at... Oh, they work in, like, the basement of some company. Well, there's IT Crowd, which sounds similar, but that's different.
IT Crowd, IT Crowd is good though.
Like, IT Richard Crowd
is a genius. I don't get what anyone says.
Yeah. But this one, they work in like an insurance company or something like that. And oh fuck, this is not gonna be enough. But it's so good. They never get as many seasons as they should, though. It has the guy from Inbetweeners, so that's probably where I should go.
Which one?
The, what's his name? Joe Thomas. Let's see. Yep, it is Joe Thomas. I'll find it this way. I'm pretty sure he's in it. He's also in White Gold, which White Gold's decent.
You know what? Still haven't watched a single episode.
I swear he's in it.
The only other thing I know with him in it is something called Threesome, which is one of the weirdest TV programs I've ever watched.
Maybe he's not in it. Damn.
It's the only other thing I know with Joe Thomas.
I'm not going to remember it, but anyways, whatever there. So we're actually at the part where we can start taking some chat questions. So if you guys got questions, throw them in the chat. We will answer them. In the meantime, while we're waiting for that, I gotta figure out what the fuck I'm talking about. It's just going to bug me
too much.
Do you know
what? Another TV, if you're going to watch, if you're into like vampires, werewolves kind of thing, and like paranormal shit, Being Human. Being Human is an awesome TV show. I don't know. I think there's an American version of it.
Yeah, fuck the American version though. I've watched the original. The original is really good. So
it is awesome.
All right.
Absolutely awesome.
Man, I gotta find this. So yeah, there's Fresh Meat. He's in that, which is really good. Inbetweeners, which is good. Maybe he's not in this one. What the frick? Alright, well, that's gonna bug me.
I'm genuinely sitting here now. There's only so many TV shows Joe Thomas can be in.
I think maybe I just got it mixed up. If I had Netflix on this PC, I would just look it up. So, first question comes from WeXMeet. Biggest inspiration to what you do every day?
Dude, biggest inspiration easily is my mum, to be fair. Like, as corny as it sounds, like, my mum's a single parent. She's worked every freaking job going to try and support my ass. She's helped me through a lot. Like, when I was younger, I was a little shit. Like, there's no denying that. And, like, she stuck by me. She helped me out whenever she could. And, like, she's always happy. And she always thinks the best of people. So, as far as I'm concerned, like, my mum is my biggest inspiration every day.
Shout out to mom.
Shout out to Mama Bison.
All right, let's see. Yeah, my mom watches streams sometimes. She subbed once or twice, so, you know, shout out to all the moms out there.
I just really like the idea that your mom's made a Twitch channel, and she's like, yeah, do you know what? I'm going to subscribe to myself.
Yeah, well, I mean, she has Twitch, or she has Amazon Prime, might as well, right?
Yeah, screw it, but that's a free sub, do it.
Alright, let's see here. So, ECPZ94 says, do you prefer US The Office or UK The Office?
Oh, honestly, UK, not because I'm from there, I just find it funnier, because it's my kind of humour. Like, so, there's certain, like, I don't get some American humour. Like, what's the show? Impractical Jokers. I watch that, and I don't get why it's funny.
It's not.
I watch it and I'm just like, how do people call this comedy? Or like, I've seen, there's an American comedian and I can't think of his name. Oldish guy. Rich something? Don't know. But yeah, like, he comes on stage, talks, I'm just like, dude, I don't get it.
Rich something,
like,
huh?
Oh, what's his name? It's really gonna bug me. He's on like live at the Apollo all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like pranks, and I think America is actually really bad at doing pranks.
Rich Hall, that's the guy.
Okay, he has a travel series now, doesn't he?
I think so. Yeah.
I think that's him. Anyways, I'm never going to find this show. I'll tell you guys about it if I remember it or I see it on Netflix. But it was good, but much like all the others, it only had one or two seasons, and then you're sad afterwards. So I'm going to answer that question, and I have to say the U.S. Office, just based on the fact that there's more, and I feel like there's more emotion in the U.S. Office, so I'm sorry.
I'd be lying if I said, like, I think I've only watched one episode of the U.S. Office, and I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, it starts off kind of rocky, but it gets so good, like, just Dwight and Jim and their whole interactions and Creed, it's just too much. I rewatch The Office completely through every year, once every year.
Do it, man.
All right, what other questions do we got? Hulk asks, I've never asked this before, but it's a personal interest just for fun that I would like to know. How much of an influence towards your streaming have I been for you, Bison? Egocentric question, but I'm genuinely interested.
Such a Jonas question. Don't even care. Such a question. But nah, honestly, 9 times out of 10, when it came to like my YouTube stuff, I'd run out of ideas. Jonas would be my first port of call. Just because, I say Jonas Hogan. He was like my first port of call for shit, mate. Like, I've hit block, what do I do? And yeah, like, when it came to streaming, I mean, at the end of the day, if it wasn't for Jonas going, oh, you should go on Iron Man, it would never have been in my head. So, to be fair, pretty much my entire, like, all of my streams, I pretty much owed Jonas's original idea. So yeah, he's a massive influence of what I've done, and it's like, if he told me, oh, you should do this in-game, I would more than likely try it out just because he said it, apart from if he said, trade me 100 mil, then I'd be like, yeah, you're good. But no, like, he definitely influences what I've done in the past, definitely.
So my question is, how do we all get ourselves a Hulk? Like, is there enough of him to pass around, or...?
It's really simple, go to IKEA and just pick up a Swede. It's what I did. I got Jonas. It just worked really well.
This must be more slang, because that just sounds very weird.
What, go to IKEA and pick up a Swede?
Yeah, I don't think I'll have as much luck if I go to IKEA and try to pick up a Swede.
Yeah, just go in there and just be like, who's Swedish? And then one of them will pop up from behind the counter like, hurdy gurdy gurd, and just take him on.
You know, Swedish people, they are a treat. I mean, one of my longest viewers is Swedish, and he's always been great, so...
Two of the funniest people I can genuinely say I've had the pleasure of talking to are Jonas and his friend Johan. And I don't know why I find them so funny. I just do for no reason. So I get it.
Yeah, what we're telling all other streamers out there is find yourself a Swede.
Yeah, find yourself someone Swedish, and they work wonders for you, trust me.
Alright, so we still have about 14 more minutes, so keep throwing those questions in the chat. Dang it, I should have said what else I had. Okay, ECPC said the UK office is extremely relatable. But is it really? Who works in an office that's like The Office? Tell me now, because I'm going to work there.
Technically, if you've ever been in the staff room of any school, it's pretty much like that. Like, you just go in, the jokes that get made in the staff room are something fucking special. Like, when I was a kid, like, I went back to my old high school for a placement in January. When I was a kid, I used to think, oh yeah, all they do in the staff room is bitch about kids. It's bullshit. All people do in the staff room is just make incredibly dumb jokes that you can't make to kids because they're considered way too against the wall. And you just sit there and talk bullshit. That's all you do. So it's pretty much like The Office.
But how often are you able to get away with putting staplers in Jell-O?
Touché.
I mean, I don't remember too many of the other pranks from the UK office, but American office gets pretty damn crazy with the pranks.
That's what I'm not a guy for kind of, I don't really find pranks funny, like, so I don't know. It's just something about the UK office that makes me watch it.
Yeah. So,
like, yeah, that'll do.
How many times have you watched the UK office?
Jesus Christ. How long's your calendar? Honestly, I couldn't tell you. Way too many times.
So you could say that in the UK, people binge watch it as much as we watch the US version here.
Oh yeah, dude. But the moment something's on TV and it's more than 3 episodes long, that's all you sit on all day, because you just won't be, you can't be asked to change the channel. The amount of times I've watched every season of Friends just because it's all that's on Comedy Central is ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm not a Friends person. My girlfriend watches it too much. I can't do it.
Nothing wrong with Friends.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not dogging on it. It's just it's not my forte. So while we're talking about British and English things, what top three restaurants that you would never find in the United States that you guys have?
See, this is where, once again, I'm a terrible person to ask this sort of shit. Because I'm not being funny. Anything you see down the high street is mainly, like, an American brand. Like, if you want, like, a proper, like, I wouldn't say it's a restaurant. But it's like, we have, like, a chain called Beano's. And it's like, if you want greasy food at stupid o'clock in the morning to cure a hangover, go there. Like, it's crazy. Like, don't get me wrong, it's shit quality food, but you don't care. It just tastes good because you're still kind of drunk from the night before.
We have plenty of those. We have Beano's. I don't know if you've ever heard of Beano's, but that's just...
It's like someone turned around to me the other day and was like, oh yeah, dude, have you tried Panda Express? No. What is Panda Express? And then for about 10 minutes, I just got absolutely heckled down because I've never heard of Panda Express.
If I was in that chat, I would have been on your side, because listen here, Panda Express is not good. You can clip this, you can take it to the bank, you can tell anybody. And do you guys have good Chinese food in the UK? I assume yes.
Yeah, well, it depends, because like, we don't really have like any necessarily like chain that does Chinese food. Like, most of like the takeaway we get around here is like all independent. But it's like, I'm that person, once I get like one good takeaway, like especially with Chinese food, if I get one good Chinese takeaway, I will stay with that place constantly. I've eaten from the same Chinese place for probably a good 8-9 years now. Like, because it's just consistent as hell.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just my personal thing, but I feel if you were to come to America and you're like, let's go to Panda Express, you'd be like, really?
This? I won't lie. This? If I go to America, the first place I'm trying is Chick-fil-A. Like, just because so many people have talked it up, and I'm like, no, I want to judge it now.
Yeah, I would say Chick-fil-A holds up. I mean, I don't personally enjoy Chick-fil-A. I don't like them as a company, and then there's just not anything for me. But I feel like Chick-fil-A holds up. The other thing is, I don't know if you know this, but like, McDonald's in America is like the worst of the worst.
Seriously?
Yeah. So much so that like, if you compare an American McDonald's burger to other countries, there's like 64 ingredients, which like 50 of those are chemicals, and then like across the pond there's like 15 ingredients in a McDonald's hamburger.
It made me laugh the other day, because like, for some reason, me and a couple of the guys at uni got really bored, and we started looking up like food that like, it's available in one country but nowhere else. It turns out if you go to a McDonald's in Italy, you can get McSpaghetti. So we're like, yeah, we're kind of tempted now to go and get McSpaghetti. And like, the like, America's, as far as I know, did McDonald's deliver in America?
I don't think so. You can get the spaghetti in America, but only in two locations. I've heard it just tastes like ketchup on spaghetti.
Yeah, I've heard it doesn't taste particularly good. But at the same time, it's like, if I ever went to India, the first thing I'd get is a Maharaja Mac, just because it sounds fucking awesome for a start. And two, because I'm never going to get the chance to eat it again. So I'm like, yeah, fuck it. Like, let's just get weird food that I probably won't like, but I'm doing it.
Hulk says, he says that as I'm munching on a Mickey D's cheeseburger. But you're probably not in America doing it, so you're probably fine. I'm just saying, if you come to America and you go to McDonald's, don't be surprised if you're disappointed.
That's a good point. Do you guys have, like, Indian takeaway?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it might just be mainly where I'm at. Where I am is a pretty good... it's not the best melting pot, as people like to say, but it's decent. So we have good Indian. And then there's the really quick joints, if you want that. We have good Chinese... we have really good, Spanish food. And then Salt Lake especially is just like, it's like a real foodie city. So we have everything like Ethiopian food, stuff like that. So we have all sorts of good food. I think my state is lacking in probably really good barbecue, but you can find that in the United States.
I swear to God, for the first time in... I mean, I've lived in Kent for most of my life now. Yesterday was the first time I'd ever seen a barbecue place remotely local to me. And I was just like, shit, we actually have a barbecue house now.
That's crazy. Yeah, I mean, even where I'm at, there's a lot of barbecue places, but a lot of people say they're just not as good as in the South.
It's that whole thing of the South is like barbecue country. Like,
yeah, no, 100%. Utah's kind of weird, but it's got a lot of good stuff. Like, I don't know. You might be too far away, but have you ever heard of Utah in the UK?
Yeah.
So what do you know about Utah?
As far as I know, one, it's just a weird. Apparently, it's really weird there. I know that sounds really bad. All I've heard is that Utah's one very strange. And it's like, I know it's near, like, isn't it near Vegas? Like, that's about it.
I mean, yeah, it's like 6 hours away from Vegas.
And it's got like salt lakes, doesn't it? That's about it.
Yeah. So not to take the focus off of you too much, but so usually you hear there's a lot of Mormons, and it's really religiously oppressive, which is true, but like. Sugar House, I think it's Sugar House, a place in Utah has actually, like, one of the highest gay communities in the United States. And then we have a lot of really good, like, refugee communities. So, yeah. Like, a lot of people from the outside think that, like, it's just a bunch of Mormons, but Utah's weird. Our government, yeah, it's controlled by a bunch of Mormons, but we have really good people here. We have a good mix of people.
Fair play, man. But it's like, I don't get the whole, like, is there still, like, over here, like, religion's kind of become, like, a whatever. Like, nobody really cares about religion in the UK, as far as I'm aware. Like, no, wow, that's the wrong way of putting it, isn't it? People care. People don't care what people kind of think towards it, as far as I'm concerned. Like, great immigrant communities come out of sweet.
Yeah, we could get into a whole bunch of stuff. We definitely don't do as good as we should, but on religion, I think like the UK is like has one of the highest atheist populations in the world, I think.
Yeah. As far as I know we do, but I mean, like, personally, I'm not, I mean, I say that. It's not that I don't believe in religion, it's just that I've never kind of thought, am I religious? So it's like, you know, in like 2 years I could just become like a born again Buddhist, but for now, like, I just don't get it at the moment.
Yeah, no, that's kind of weird because I feel like it's starting to shift in the United States, I think, but it's very, very uncommon for a person to be raised without a religious influence. Like, my parents weren't technically religious, like, I wasn't forced to go to church or anything, but my grandparents were, so I always went with them. and there was still like this view of Christianity. So it was like, oh no, we believe in God here. And I'm just like, but do I have to?
Yeah, that's, I mean, at one point, like, during my time at uni, I was asked if I would, like, be up for going to a religious school. And I was like, well, surely every school's got religion in it, so what makes it a religious school? And they were like, oh yeah, it's Church of England. I was like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, so it really is oppressive in the United States, I feel like. I mean, I don't want to be like, oh, poor me, but religion's a big thing, especially Christianity. Like, a lot of our laws, a lot of our politicians, like, our money, like, it's all related to Christianity. And Gloomy said earlier in the chat, I was waiting for the Mormons. So that's what we always get from Utah is, oh, are you Mormon? That was a good little tangent we went off on there. Any last questions we have in the chat? While I'm waiting to see if anyone has any other questions, thank you so much for coming on. It's
dude, no issues.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting to see like the different perspectives. I did have one last question. And so in the United States, streaming is still kind of seen as like a weird thing. Like if I were to go to someone that isn't on Twitch and I'd be like, oh yeah, I make money playing video games. They'd be like, why? Why would anyone want to watch you do that? So how is it looked at in the UK, like in the public?
When I was in like high school, a lot of people knew I was into video making. And like a good few of my friends watched me, and then when I went to uni, I kind of went, I don't know these people that well, I'm gonna like just not tell people. And then I didn't realize one of the guys at uni followed me on Twitter. Then they saw it, then they kind of told people, and then people were like, oh my god, you do that? And I was just like, yeah, like it's not that big. And then when I started Twitch, like even now it's so nice, like when I opened my merch store, like a couple of my friends instantly brought merch. Like they always support what I do, always like offer to help me out with videos, so stuff like that. Like I don't know, I wouldn't say perception of it's like weird here. I think people kind of just accept people can do that, and especially because like I mean, well, I'm 19, so being from like an age and a generation where it's like text kind and stuff like that's normal, I guess people just kind of accept it. Like it was weird when I told, like, because like my grandparents are like, oh, I had like, how do you make money, how do you do this, why have you got a delivery of a like boom arm, like who brought your webcam because it looks ridiculous. And I was like, oh, people like brought it from like Twitch, like people, like someone donated. Jonas, shut up, mate. All right, as long as you want to flail, I don't care. Verex skirt, doesn't matter. You suck, I've got 5 of them. But yeah, it was like someone was like, oh, your webcam's quite poor. I was like, yeah, like I'm looking to buy an upgrade when I get like my first load of student finance. He's like, oh, why wait? And then just sent me the money for a camera. And I was like, oh, shit. And then like obviously my grandparents found out and they're just like, so are you telling me that, like my granddad's old school, like he's weird. Like, he was like, so you telling me I used to do this, this, and this, and you just sit on your ass and play video games? And I went, yeah, basically. And this beautiful moment where a 71-year-old man looked me in the eye and just went, well, carry on fucking doing it, because that's how I wish I made my money. I was just like, fair play. Like, I'm not going to get into an argument over that. So, yeah, like, even, I think pretty much everyone accepts it here. Like, it's not weird. I don't think it's weird.
Yeah, I think the culture is what kind of sets it apart, because like America is like really like capitalist heavy.
America, yeah.
So if you're not like, I don't even know, if you're not making so much money that you have 2 kids, a house, and a big truck, people are like, well, what the fuck are you doing? Like, why are you living in a small house and living off of this small income? And it's like, because I want to. Like, I don't want to have kids, Cheryl.
It's like, I speak to a lot of people, obviously, through Twitter, Discord. I've met a lot of people from different countries, but it's like most people who I speak to in America are like, oh yeah, like I've got like I'm 20 odd, I've got like two kids, I live in this house, and like they'll send me a picture of the house. I'm thinking like, I'm 19 and live in a terrace house with my mum. Like, how the fuck do you get like good cash? Like, I have money and it disappears. Like, I don't even know what I spend it on half the time. Saying that though, like, I recently started getting back into like collecting vinyl records, so any money I get now is just like, oh, guess I'm buying another record. But I've got Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon. I'm getting that sent to me.
Oh, like, nice.
So it's like anything like that I'm proper into. So it's like, but anything I do seems to be an expensive hobby. Like, just, like, I'd love to be a stamp collector, but it's like, no, I'm a streamer and a musician, so everything costs a fucking stupid amount.
Yeah, Hulk in the chat says, you see houses in the US worth 60 grand? Where? If there's a house worth 60 grand in the United States, that's a meth house, and don't buy it.
I was going to say, like, I live, like, right on the... This is where I sound slightly cool. I live on the east coast of Kent, which is a coastal fucking, like, county anyway. But yeah, like, all... And I was sitting there the other day, and, like, I was looking up, like, to rent a property, because I kind of want to move out into my own place. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going to look it up. And every house was, like, I thought, oh, yeah, I'll check, like, let's check house prices. Every single house, like, on the coast, like, dead on the coastline, is, like, just, like, there was a house that was, like, a 10-bed, 7-bathroom. And it was, like, fucking... I think it was 1.25 million, and I'm like, yeah, like, nah, you're good. Like, I barely make, like, 8 grand a year. Like, leave me alone.
Yeah, no, I mean, for 10 houses, that's not too bad, but if that's your only option, then that kind of sucks.
Yeah, it sucks. Like, I mean, everything around here is expensive.
Yeah.
Like, you can get, like, a flat or something, but it still sucks,
it. Yeah, it depends. It depends on where you're at in the United States, since it's so big. My house... Because I don't have any kids or anything, but I did buy a house last year, and it wasn't too crazy. There's definitely places where houses are super expensive and where they're not, but 60K, I don't know what state that's in, but don't go near that house.
any money is Amish community. That's what's done.
Hey, what's up, Damo? Yeah, we're talking to Mr. Bison. We're getting close here at the end.
Right, now that I know Ash is in here, I don't feel bad about being up this late. It's like, I mean, me and Damo must be within 15, 20 minutes of each other. So it's like, if he's up, I'm bog standard to be up. I'm good.
Yeah. I did want to circle back a little bit. We were talking about how people perceive streamers. In the UK, don't you guys have, like, a video game college or something like that? Some kind of school where you just go and learn how to be, like, a professional gamer?
Do you know what? I haven't checked.
I swear that was in England somewhere. Let's see.
I didn't realise, right? Do you know there's a McDonald's University in Shanghai?
Yeah?
Let's see. Right, they have a course in hamburgerology. I considered it.
Dropping
out of uni to go and become a hamburgerologist for McDonald's.
I probably won't find it, but I swear I heard about something like that before. I feel like Korea probably has the best view on video games. Like, if you're a streamer or a professional gamer in Korea, you're like a god. Like. Yeah. So UK is like in the middle, right?
That's how I'm seeing it. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I am a god, but it depends on perception.
Let's see. Thanks for the biddies, by the way, Damo. So do want to thank you again. If you want to take a quick second, put any links in the chat that you want so people can see you. I'll give you a shout out to Twitch, so if you want to put YouTube or anything like that.
It's like probably the best place to like find me now is on Twitter. I'd hit up Twitter most days now.
Yeah, you can throw that in. And then
that's my Twitter.
Let's see here. I think I did that right. It didn't autocomplete. Are you shitting me, Twitch?
That's right, mate. I'm just off the circuit. I'm off grid.
So the last little bit is your platform. Anything you want to say and any shout-outs you have, you go right ahead, sir.
Right. Without a doubt, shout-out to Damo for actually telling me about Pink Nation. Then shout-out to Damo for making me look remotely sober on nights out. Because I don't dance on poles. Once again, Cole, thanks for having me. So that's quite cool. And yeah, that's really about it. Like, I don't really... I'm trying to think who I can actually shout out. There's no, I have no one.
I think we talked about a lot of people on the stream here today.
That's what I mean. Like, I've probably said all the names that kind of pop into mind.
Yeah, so I definitely want to thank you for doing that raid and bringing people over. It made it...
Oh, no issues, man. No issues.
It made it more lively and popping. If you're interested, we do put the audio-only version up. I don't know why you would want to listen to it again when you were already here.
Because I wake up in the morning and I'm like, what did I say? I was tired. Like, yeah. And then I'll sit there at uni just going, oh my God.
But
why did I do this?
Listening to yourself is hard enough.
Oh, I can't stand listening to myself. I don't know why. Like, it's especially when like people found out like I've made YouTube videos. For some reason, any time they saw me, they were like, "Is this you?" And it's like, well, you know it is, because one, you know me. Two, you know what I look like. So if you see a video and it has my face in it, it's probably gonna be me.
So okay, but ask you this. Are all the YouTube videos you've made pretty normal and just video or just gaming? No, made some weird ones?
Basically, do you know when the Cut for Beaver thing happened?
Yeah, oh my God.
I wanted to get on the hype. So I did this. Do not look this up. I hear you typing. But no, I did a piss take of that. When people were doing, do you know the whole thing? I know it sounds really bad. Do you know the suicide videos where people would just peel back little bits of paper with like piano music playing in the background?
Yeah.
I made a video like that, basically taking the piss out of it, and I ended up dancing to Bird Is the Word by the Trash Men. What else have I done that's been slightly weird? There's some weird... By the way, Bison doing PvP on RuneScape is kind of funny to watch, by the way. Yeah, Jonas, I killed you, so it doesn't matter. No, like, I've done weird videos in the past. Like, just... I don't know, like, there were certain things that I just thought... but most of them happened at, like... Like, take the Cut for Bieber one. It was because I was watching about six of them and laughing, going, why is no one taking the piss out of this? Like, at all. Why has no one sat there and went, this is dumb? And then I thought, at two or three in the morning, I was like, yeah, it's going to be a brilliant idea if I just act like a dickhead for a little bit, say a load of random bollocks, and then pick up a pair of scissors and cut possibly the smallest amount of hair off my head.
So... I
fuck you, Callum, you shouldn't have mentioned the poll, bitch. Cheers, Ash, love you too.
I posted one of my oldest YouTube videos in the chat. You can watch it, it's fucking awful. And even on my current YouTube, I've like done things like drank ranch and stuff. So I don't tell people that I have a YouTube at work or anything like that. but I'm gonna go. We're gonna find someone to raid, keep this party going at another streamer. Thank you once again for joining us. Like I said, there'll be a VOD on YouTube and the audio only version as soon as I can get to it, if you want to show anybody.
Sounds good, mate.
All right. Well, thank you again and see ya.
Anytime, man. Bloop.